Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4475.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I'd have to say that'd be my father. He basically taught me a lot about how to work with my hands, how to be really curious about a lot of things. And from that, I guess that's how I started my life off, how I started doing things. I always left no stone unturned and tried to explore everything to its fullest.
What do you aspire to be?
Hopefully a very caring individual. I'm trying to have a family, obviously, in the future. But right now, I just want to be the best doctor I can be in the future and hopefully help a couple people's lives become a little easier.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I've always thought of myself as, I guess, down to earth is the best way to describe it. Not to say I don't have any, like, fantastical thinking, I guess, but I try to get through work, make sure I'm always on time, try to be nice to other people, and I think I'm overall nice, I hope.
What types of things make you happy?
That's a tough one. There's lots of stuff, actually. I mean, I love to cook, so food is an obvious one that makes a lot of people happy, but it makes me individually very happy. Hanging out with my family is also a lot of fun. My girlfriend, who's sadly been far away for a couple years now, she's hopefully moving here with me finally, so that'll make me really happy when that happens. apart from that, playing sports, hanging out with some friends, so on and so forth.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
Well, I came from an upper middle class family in a fairly nice neighborhood. Both parents were doctors, so it was never that they wanted me to become a doctor necessarily. They actually let me explore a lot of stuff. I was allowed to be a radio DJ for one summer to see how that work turned out. They let me be, I was actually a paintballer with a large professional team. They let me go on that for a while and see if I liked that life. And then I decided there just wasn't any longevity in that. So I started buckling down in high school and college, and now I am where I am. So I'm hoping that my future holds better things for me and potentially more stability.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how do you develop this attribute?
Again, I'd have to say it's the curiosity that I have. I believe that, not that other people don't investigate certain things, but I literally can't let it go when something new approaches, or when someone says I can't do something, or when I find something out that's cool, I keep deconstructing it down to its most basic levels. I mean, I was a chemistry major in college, and just recently I decided that how I was planning on proposing to my girlfriend was going to be through a computer program. So I had to keep breaking it down to its lowest level to make the actual code. So I got really curious about it. So I've been reading books now for ages, and I'm making this like little game for her to play that ends up her making a ring in the end, and then it proposes. But it's taking a while, I'll admit that, since I have a different background.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I believe honesty is very important. Not necessarily saying what you mean and being confrontational about it, but at least accepting your responsibility when it comes to mistakes, and not calling people out on it, but finding a way to approach it in a manner that helps you both move forward. Collaboration more so than trying to force someone, or even compromise is worse than collaboration. So, yeah.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
The quality I like best, I would have to say, is my work ethic. I believe that I simply have to get work done, and it bothers me until I do, in a way. I like to have fun. On the other side of that, my least favorite quality, I wouldn't say it's, I don't want to call it commitment, but I tend to overinvest in small things. Like, I'll say, oh, I'm going to go on a, you know, for New Year's resolutions or something, I'll say I'm going to lose weight, and I'll put on way too much weight, or I'll say it's a six-pack year this year or something. And it's not that I can't follow through, it's just that I think I overreach on the goals sometimes, and I need to be more realistic when setting those and then going towards a grander goal with smaller ones.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Being able to always be open with your intelligence, When I was a kid, a lot of my friends saw it as, I don't know, I don't want to say a weakness, but it's kind of a dorky thing to be someone who knew a lot about things and always being intrigued. So being willing to be like that, being down to earth, as I said before, being financially sound. My mom has always taught me that from day one. She always makes me sit down with my finances for an hour a week and make sure everything's going fine. From my dad, the ability to work with your hands and wanting to always fix something, because there really is a sense of accomplishment when you take something and fix it yourself versus paying a quote-unquote expert to do it.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
With my mom, it's a lot of cooking. She likes to teach me new techniques. I like to show her the new ways that I've been learning. She loves going to movies and that kind of stuff, so we spend time with that. My dad likes to build stuff, so we built a bar in our basement. We built a library together because we had the room, but we didn't have the shelves put in, so we had to build all the shelves, and that took a while. It was a whole summer there, but it was fun. My dad and I like to go do crazy stuff together. We'll go do donuts in our car since we're in a colder area. There's ice on the ground, so it's nice to go to a parking lot that's deserted and do donuts. Mom hates that, obviously. Apart from that, we like to stay at home. We watch movies, Netflix, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
Well, it wasn't actually during the holiday. It was for an Easter gift. And I don't know if it's how other people do it, but our family had a thing where you'd tell the Easter Bunny what you want, I guess, and they'd bring you other gifts. But I wanted this stupid Nerf scorpion thing. It looked like a stingray that you put on your arm, and it would shoot like two sets of Nerf darts. And I didn't get it for Easter, but a week later my dad came home with it, because I later figured out that he was trying to find it at all these different stores, and it was apparently the hot item of that year, and I didn't realize that, obviously, as a kid. But he spent like all that extra time going to tons of different toy stores over the course of the week. Every night when he was getting home, because he'd get home later, he was actually going to a different toy store trying to find it every night. And the fact that he was so diligent and trying to find the toy and get it to me was really touching to me, I guess, when I later realized what he had to go through.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Let's see. As a kid, I loved to play with Legos. That's from what I can tell from looking through my photos back in the day. I really liked going outside, playing football. I played with my brother a lot. He liked to play football, baseball. We had a pretty big backyard, but as we got older, obviously the power increased that we were able to swing the bat with, and we kept hitting the neighbor's house, so we had to stop that. He was eventually like so far away from me, and we played like the ghost rule and all that kind of stuff, where you had the fake runner on first and he was just the guy at bat, but you had to run and touch second base, so like I had to run in from outfield to touch second base to stop the runner, and it was ridiculous. Played a lot of floor hockey as well. Fairly active people as a kid, I guess. A lot of outdoor stuff. Didn't really get into video games until I was, like, I think, like, late N64 years. My dad finally got it for a Christmas gift, and my mom hated him for it, but now they see my hand-eye coordination, and they love me, so.
What is your favorite book, and what types of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
My favorite book in the moment would have to be, it's a whole series, it's A Song of Ice and Fire. It's the Game of Thrones stuff that, you know, you see on HBO and all that kind of stuff. There's actually, I think, 7 books in the series. I'm only through book 4. The types of books that I like are strangely not that specific book. Weirdly enough, that's more of a fantasy book, but I like the more nonfiction historical books, looking at biographies of famous people, times in the past, even just looking at how new things are being shaped economics-wise and all that kind of stuff. There's books about data crunching and super crunching that I absolutely love, like Freakonomics. I mean, sure, everyone's probably heard of that book at least. My favorite literary character of all time? It's tough. I personally liked Ned Stark, but of course, spoiler alert, he died in the first book. just his sense of how he went about things. So now I'm more of a Jon Snow fan in my favorite book. I like the way he looks at the world.
What is your favorite word and why?
This was a tough one. I never came up really with a favorite word when I was thinking about it. God. anti-disestablishmentarianism, probably, just because it's called into question so often, and most people don't get that it's actually not the longest word in the world. There's actually some bacteria that live in volcanic dust that's actually the longest word in the world. So I guess that would be my favorite. Plus, no one actually knows what it means. It's the other thing. Everyone knows the word, but no one knows what it means. So that's why I guess I think it's funny that there's like an irony like that that's held by all of humanity.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
Last movie I saw was actually last night, and it was Die Hard, and I absolutely love that movie. nothing better than Bruce Willis taking out some German terrorists.
What types of sports do you like to watch?
I'm a fan of football, obviously, fan of hockey. Sadly, it's been a lockout right now, but they finally got over that, thank God. Also watch a lot of golf with my dad. He's not a big fan, but I play golf a lot, and then he got into watching it. He doesn't like to play it, which is weird, but those are the kinds of sports. Yeah.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
For fun, play golf. I do run now. I started picking that up recently over the years, so I'm trying to get towards like a half marathon or something like that. I played paintball a lot. I still play paintball a lot, in the competitive sense, not the outdoors in the woods, people acting weird, this kind of stuff. My hobbies, strangely, I like puzzles. I like playing video games, as any young male does. I like, what else? That's pretty much it. I mean, computer programming, I don't know if that's a hobby. I guess it's a new thing I've picked up. I try to take up a lot of hobbies. I'm looking into photography now. I'm weird.
Are you a creative person? And if so, how you express your creativity?
I think I'm fairly creative. I try to do, as I said, I'm trying to get into photography because I think I see things differently. In high school, I was actually in the film club. And I made about 6 movies in that over 4 years for, you know, a person at that age was ridiculous. And they were all like 10-minute movies, but still. People always liked the way that I looked at certain angles, and they wanted me to always explore that side. And they tried to get me to go on a film, but I just couldn't see myself doing that. And now I try to create in terms of that computer programming stuff I talked about before. And there's different games that allow you to do interesting things and express your creativity, I guess.
Has anyone ever told you that you would resemble a particular celebrity?
Way back in the day, people said I first look like Paul Walker. I never thought that was true. And then in college, in the early years, a Nick Lachey thing came across, and I always thought that was weird, being that, you know, I was a decent fan of 98 Degrees, but it was mostly just because girls were fans of them, and you could then say, oh, I know that song. But yeah, those were the two. I never thought it was completely true, but Nick Lachey, I could see it a little bit in my, you know, freshman years of college.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
It was in a summer during high school. We had to go. Wait, I didn't have to go. I chose to go on a backpacking expedition in like Colorado, Utah, and all these other places. And so after we learned how to do all the wilderness stuff and learn how to use the compass and the map and all that, they finally let us one day, just told us where we're going to go and the general path to get there, but it was up to us to navigate. And so I was the leader of the group for the day. And he said when we got to this cliff face that we should take the right side, because that's the safer side to go down. So we get to the cliff face, and I'm looking at the right side. It does not look safe. It looks like it's less safe than the left side. But I said, okay, he knows what he's doing, because he's the leader. So I go down the right, or he was, you know, the leader of the pack. So I ended up going down the right side, and it was these little cutout, slats going down that clearly someone had, you know, like a hiker or a climber had cut out for people to put their feet in. Sadly, it had rained the day before, and so I was putting them in one by one, and then I got to, like, 2 away from where they stopped ending, and I thought for a second about where they were going to stop ending, and in that moment, my foot slipped out of the little foothold, and I started sliding down the mountain. And so I'm freaking out. that whole life before your eyes, I mean, I was only, like, 19, but still, life before your eyes passed, flashes, or, well, I'm probably 17, actually, life flashing before your eyes. I was able to flip over, keep in mind I'm carrying a 60-pound pack on my back at the time too, able to flip over, still sliding down on my front, was able, there were these ledges that were right after the steps, and I was able to flip over and grab on, my left hand slipped, I was able to hold on with my complete right hand only, was able to, like, Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible 2, I think, trying to pull himself up onto the ledge, got up there, and that was, I still don't know how to this day how I had that much strength in just one arm to pull myself up over a ledge, and so I guess that was my quote-unquote near-death experience. And in that moment, I don't know. I just realized that either there was something watching out for me, or just realizing how great it is to be able to just live life. There's not something at the end of it that you're trying to get to. It's the journey itself that's interesting.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
This one was easy. It was Ben Franklin. I think he's just an incredibly fascinating individual. He was a diplomat. He was an inventor. He was a scientist. You know, without him, probably wouldn't have won the Revolutionary War. Just to see how his mind works would be incredible, and to see the types of ways that he would go about negotiating and so on and so forth. Just the way that he approached situations with such aplomb always fascinated me, and I can't get enough biographies written about him to tell me all I need to know. So I'd love to be able to ask him more questions.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
First time that I went, I guess, sailing would have been the first time that I thought was pretty interesting. I never thought that I'd be able to control something like that. I mean, it was with my girlfriend's family, but one morning after like a week of sailing, they told me that I was the one that was going to be running the boat in the morning. So I took it as a challenge. So I had to like raise the sails. I had to navigate the right way. And I did it for like an hour and a half before any of them woke up. And we were right where we were supposed to be. And I was shocked about the fact that I was able to do that after only a week of teaching. But since then, I've actually kind of been hooked on that. And I want to go sailing again. But it's been like a year. I don't know if I'll ever go again. I'll have to go again. But I don't know when, but I want to.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know is the right thing to do.
That would have to be getting up the courage to kiss my current girlfriend, I guess. It was a fairly large risk. I know that it was in freshman year when I met her. She actually had a boyfriend at the time, and I was respectful of that, so we were just friends. Then, of course, he ended up cheating on her, so he was a jerk, but turned out okay for me, I guess. And then she came back sophomore year. She had never shown any romantic interest in me whatsoever. And we ended up back at her place with like a bunch of friends, and we were watching How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, and all of her friends started like leaving one by one until it came down to just her, and I got up the courage to go over and kiss her on the forehead, and then she gave that, you know, nook cran thing where they look up and you're like, oh yeah, it worked. So yeah, that was worth it.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
Scientific phenomenon, it would have to be the absolute immensity of the universe. Went to space camp as a kid, obviously, and redefined the way that I thought about the universe, I guess. I mean, just in our galaxy, there's 100 billion planets, just our galaxy, and there's even more galaxies. And you look at pictures that like Hubble Deep Space has taken, and each one of those little dots is a galaxy. And so it's always just surprised me about how large it was, and the fact that there simply must be something else out there. There has to be another planet like Earth. Whether or not there's life on it, that's to be seen. But I think it'd just be cool if in my lifetime we'd send someone to another planet and they'd, you know, stay there, not just a moon, but a planet. I think that would be absolutely astounding.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
The nicest thing I could do for my significant other... Well, she is an extreme foodie and loves horror movies. She loves fried rice. So I'd probably take her to, like, hibachi, order her as much fried rice as she wants. come back, she happens to like my mashed potatoes and my fillets, so I'd probably make those too, just to give her that. And then probably watch, like, a horror movie marathon type thing. She loves zombie movies and Exorcist and all those movies. Even though, like, right before going to bed, it freaks me out if we could watch those, but I'd watch them for her.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Usually it involves some type of dinner, obviously. Some type of food, since she's so into food. Some really good bottle of wine. She's more of a wine connoisseur than I am, I guess. I'm trying to learn. And some type of dancing that goes to some sort of romantic park. Always that, like, Harry Met Sally slash Groundhog's Day type date would be the perfect one. I've always held those to like the standard of what would be the perfect date. You know, knowing, being everything, yet being understated, dancing in a, you know, a gazebo somewhere in some random park while the snow is falling.
What do you love most about your girlfriend?
Mostly it's the fact that she tries to see the good in everyone. She's taking care of a special needs child right now. Her mom always gets in her nerves, her dad always gets in her nerves. Anyone that she thinks hates her, she always goes out of her way to make sure that they don't. You know, she'll make them cookies, she'll help them out with homework, she'll go to extraordinary lengths to do things, and simply refuses to ask for help. I mean, she was in a sorority, and they had her doing all these things, and I had to eventually just, like, get in there and help because she was so concerned with getting all these fundraisers off and getting all the banners put together and everything, and she was trying to do it all herself, and she knew she could, but, and even I knew she could, but I didn't want her to, you know, kill herself by being exhausted every night and having to take classes and that kind of stuff. So it's just that fact. It's the fact that she's willing to go to such extraordinary lengths to always make sure that people come first and that the most important thing is family and then money and then things.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I was actually an IVF baby myself. We didn't have to use any donor material. It was my dad and my mom. She had to have her fallopian tubes removed due to some medical problems. And I didn't find out until I was 18. I never thought it was actually a big deal when I was a kid. I always thought it was the coolest thing. I mean, science has found a way to get around nature's shortcomings. And I've always thought it would be cool to find a way to give back to that kind of community, because I know how hard it is to not be able to have a child if you want one. And I always thought that was the greatest gift, was the fact that I knew my parents wanted me. There was never any doubt, because they went through such a hard time. I mean, back when I was born, it was a hard time. We were being denounced by lots of places as, you know, horrible things. And they went through all, they, you know, kept it a secret in that time because of all the persecution, all that kind of stuff. But they went through all that trouble, all that finance. And I know my mom went through, I think, 3 cycles to have me. So, I mean, it took a long time. And the dedication and all that, I knew that I had to find a way to help other couples that were seeking out children.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Well, I mean, I'm an IVF kid. I think I'm doing fairly well. I mean, I'm in a medical school right now. I've been through college. I'm trying to get an MBA as well, simultaneously with the medical degree. Did fairly well on all of my tests throughout the time. So, you know, never doubt yourself just because it's a different way of coming into this world. And your parents are your parents. I mean, it might be my genetic material, but they're the ones that were willing to go through this, to sacrifice to get you to this point. They've always been around. I promise you they love you more so than you could ever imagine.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4475.